आरम्भं कुर्मः। सर्वेभ्यः राम राम राम, स्वागतम्। दीर्घश्वासः, निश्वासः, दीर्घश्वासः, पुनः निश्वासः, दीर्घश्वासः, निश्वासः, इदानीं दीर्घश्वासः, निश्वाससमये दीर्घ ओङ्कारः। दीर्घश्वासः, त्यागसमये दीर्घ ओङ्कारः।
प्रेजेंटर राइट्स ददातु मह्यम्। दृश्यते वा?
सम्यक् दृश्यते। इदानीम् ओङ्कारः समाप्तः, आग्रहति सर्वे श्लोकान् वदामः। मनोज् महोदयः वदन्तु।
ओङ्कारं बिन्दुसंयुक्तं नित्यं ध्यायन्ति योगिनः, कामदं मोक्षदं चैव ओङ्काराय नमो नमः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुः साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे, गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे। न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोः, मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो। कार्तस्वरनिभदेहः कीर्तनमात्रेण धूतसकलाघः, आर्तस्वरजनशरणम् मूर्तदयारूप गुरुवरेण्योऽव्यात्। सदात्मध्याननिरतं विषयेभ्यः पराङ्मुखं, नौमि शास्त्रेषु निष्णातं चन्द्रशेखरभारतीं, विवेकिनं महाप्रज्ञं धैर्यौदार्यक्षमानिधिं। सदाभिनवपूर्वं त्वं पूर्वन्तं विद्यातीर्थगुरुं भजे। अज्ञानां जाह्नवीतीर्थं विद्यातीर्थं विवेकिनां, सर्वेषां सुखदं तीर्थं भारतीतीर्थमाश्रये। विद्याविनयसम्पन्नं वीतरागं विवेकिनं, வந்தே வேதாந்த தத்வஜ்ஞம் விதுசேகர பாரதீம் சுக்லாம்பரதரம் விஷ்ணும் சசிவர்ணம் சதுர்புஜம் பிரசன்ன வதனம் தியாயேத் சர்வ விக்னோபசாந்தயே அகஜானன கபத்மார்க்கம் கஜானன மஹர்நிஷம் அநேகதந்தம் பக்தானாம் ஏகதந்தமுபாஸ்மஹே வக்ரதுண்ட மஹாகாய கோடி சூரிய சமப்ரபா அவிக்னம் குரு மே தேவ சர்வ காரியேஷு சர்வதா வாகீஷாத்யாஸ்சு மனசஹ சர்வார்த்தானாம் உபக்ரமே யன்னத்வா க்ருத க்ருத்யா ஸ்யுஹ தன்னமாமி கஜானனம் சரஸ்வதி நமஸ்துப்யம் வரதே காமரூபிணி வித்யாரம்பம் கரிஷ்யாமி சித்திர் பவது மே சதா நமஸ்தே சாரதே தேவி காஷ்மீர புரவாசினி த்வாமஹம் பிரார்த்தயே நித்யம் வித்யாம் புத்திம் ச தேஹி மே சாரதா சாரதம் போஜ வதனா வதனாம்புஜே சர்வதா சர்வதா அஸ்மாகம் சந்நிதிம் சந்நிதிம் க்ரியாத் யா தேவி சர்வபூதேஷு புத்தி ரூபேண சம்ஸ்திதா நமஸ்தஸ்யை 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 நமோ நமஹ கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகீ நந்தனாய ச நந்த கோப குமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹ நம பங்கஜ நாபாய நம பங்கஜ மாலினே நம பங்கஜ நேத்ராய நமஸ்தே பங்கஜாங்க்ரயே ஹரலீலாவதாராய சங்கராய மஹௌஜசே கைவல்ய கலனாகல்பதரவே குரவே நமஹ ராமாய ராமபத்ராய ராமச்சந்திராய வேதசே ரகுநாதாய நாதாய சீதாயாஹ பதயே நமஹ ஹயக்ரீவ ஹயக்ரீவ ஹயக்ரீவேதி யோவதேத் தஸ்ய நிஸ்ஸரதே வாணி ஜன்னு கன்யா பிரவாஹவத் அசாத்ய சாதக ஸ்வாமின்னே அசாத்யம் தவ கிம் வத ராம தூத தயா சிந்தோ மத்கார்யம் சாதய பிரபோ வினா வெங்கடேஷம் நநாதோ நநாத சதா வெங்கடேஷம் ஸ்மராமி ஸ்மராமி ஹரே வெங்கடேஷ பிரசீத பிரசீத பிரியம் வெங்கடேஷ பிரயச்ச பிரயச்ச இதானிம் குருவஷ்டகம் பிராரம்பம் குருமஹ. ஷரீரம் சுரூபம் ததா வாகலத்ரம் யஷஸ்சாரு சித்ரம் தனம் மேரு துல்யம் மனஸ்சேன்ன லக்னம் குரோரங்க்ரி பத்மே ததஹ கிம் ததஹ கிம் ததஹ கிம் ததஹ கிம் களத்ரம் தனம் புத்ர பௌத்ராதி சர்வம் கிரஹம் பாந்தவா சர்வமே தத்தி ஜாதம் மனஸ்சேன்ன லக்னம் குரோரங்க்ரி பத்மே ததஹ கிம் ததஹ கிம் ததஹ கிம் ததஹ கிம் ஷடங்காதி வேதோ முகே சாஸ்திர வித்யா கவித்வாதி கத்யம் சுபத்யம் கரோதி மனஸ்சேன்ன லக்னம் குரோரங்க்ரி பத்மே ததஹ கிம் ததஹ கிம் ததஹ கிம் ததஹ கிம் விதேஷேஷு மான்யஹ ஸ்வதேஷேஷு தன்யஹ சதாச்சார வ்ருத்தேஷு மத்தோ ந சான்யஹ மனஸ்சேன்ன லக்னம் குரோரங்க்ரி பத்மே ततः किं क्षमामण्डले भूप भूपालवृन्दैः सदा सेवितं यस्य पादारविन्दं मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं यशो मे गतं दिक्षु दानप्रतापात् जगद्वस्तु सर्वं करे यत्प्रसादात् मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं न भोगे न योगे न वा वाजिराजौ न कान्तामुखेनैव वित्तेषु चित्तं मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं अरण्येन वा स्वस्य गेहेन कार्ये न देहे मनो वर्तते मे त्वनर्घ्ये मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं गुरोरष्टकं यः पठेत् पुण्यदेहि यतिर्भूपतिर्ब्रह्मचारी च गेहि लभेत् वाञ्छितार्थं पदं ब्रह्मसंज्ञं गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये मनो यस्य लग्नं इदानीं महागणेशपञ्चरत्नम् अर्थं वक्तुं शक्यते वा विश्वनाथ महोदय?
एकं कार्यं कुर्मः, महागणेशपञ्चरत्नं पाठयामः, पुनरावर्तनमपि एकवारं पाठयामः, नूतनमपि एकवारं पाठयित्वा अनन्तरं तत्र छात्राः वदन्ति, अनन्तरम् अर्थमपि वदामः.
आमाम्, इदानीं पूर्वस्मिन् वासरे एतत् पाठितं प्रथमः श्लोकः. एकवारं पुनरावर्तनं कृत्वा तत् द्वितीयश्लोकार्थं गच्छामः.
अवश्यम् अवश्यम्.
मुदाकरात्तमोदकं सदा विमुक्तिसाधकं कलाधरावतंसकं विलासिलोकरक्षकम् अनायकैकनायकं विनाशिते भदैत्यकं नताशुभाशुनाशकं नमामितं विनायकम्. इदानीम् अहं पाठयामि. न तेतरातिभीकरम्
न तेतरातिभीकरम् न तेतरातिभीकरम्
नवोदितार्कभास्वरम्
नवोदितार्कभास्वरम् नवोदितार्कभास्वरम्
न तेतरातिभीकरम् नवोदितार्कभास्वरम्
न तेतरातिभीकरम् नवोदितार्कभास्वरम् न तेतरातिभीकरम् नवोदितार्कभास्वरम्
न मत्सुरारि निर्जरम्
न मत्सुरारि निर्जरम् न मत्सुरारि निर्जरम्
न ताधिकापदुर्धरम्
तत्र किञ्चित् उद्धरम्
उद्धरम् इति तत् टैपो अस्ति, तत्र
प्रिण्टिङ्ग् मिस्टेक् अस्ति. तत् समीपम् नताधिकापदुद्धरम्
न तेतरातिभीकरम् नवोदितार्कभास्वरम्
न तेतरातिभीकरम् नवोदितार्कभास्वरम् न तेतरातिभीकरम् नवोदितार्कभास्वरम्
न मत्सुरारि निर्जरम् नताधिकापदुद्धरम्
नमत्सुरारि निर्जरम् नताधिकापदुद्धरम् नमत्सुरारि निर्जरम् नतातिका नताधिकापदुद्धरम् अनन्तरं कुर्मः, चिन्ता मास्तु।
सुरेश्वर तत्र सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरम्
सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं
गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरम्
गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरं गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरं
सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरम्
सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं
गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरम्
गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरं गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरं
महेश्वरं तमाश्रये
महेश्वरं तमाश्रये महेश्वरं तमाश्रये
परात्परं निरन्तरम्
परात्परं निरन्तरं परात्परं निरन्तरं
सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरं महेश्वरं तमाश्रये परात्परं निरन्तरम्
सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरं महेश्वरं तमाश्रये परात्परं निरन्तरम्
आम्
मिलित्वा
वदामः आमां न तेतराति भीकरं न वोदितार्कभास्वरं न मत्सुरारि निर्जरं नताधिकापदुद्धरं सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरं महेश्वरं तमाश्रये परात्परं निरन्तरम् आम् अग्रिम न श्रूयते महोदय।
इदानीं सर्वैः श्लोकोच्चारणं कर्तुं शक्यते, एवमेव पृष्ठतः गच्छामः, एकमेकं श्लोकं दृष्ट्वा गच्छामः। सो एनिबडी वाण्ट्स् टु ट्रै नतेतराति भीकरं नौ नतेतराति भीकरम् एनिबडि वैष्णवी
नतेतराति भीकरं न मोदितार्थभास्वरं न मत्सुरारि निर्जनं नताति
बाधिकापदुर्गरम्
सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरं महेश्वरं तमाश्रये परात्परं निरन्तरम्
वेरि गुड् एक्सलेण्ट् एक्सलेण्ट् वेरि गुड् वेरि वेल् ट्रै ओके नेक्स्ट् सुरभि
नतेतराति भीकरं न वोदितार्कभास्वरं न मत्सुरारि निर्जरं नताधिकापधुर्धरं सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं गजेश्वरं गणेश्वरं महेश्वरं तमाश्रये परात्परं निरन्तरम्
वेरि गुड् वेरि गुड् ओके वेरि वेल् सेड् सुरभि थेङ्क् यू Next we go to Janani.
नतेतराति भीकरं न वोदितार्कभास्वरं न मत्सुरारि निर्जरं नतार्तिकापदुत्तरम् सुरेश्वरं निधीश्वरं గజేశ్వరం గణేశ్వరం మహేశ్వరం తమాశ్రయే పరాత్పరం నిరంతరం. రామ్ రామ్ రామ్. సో రామ్ రామ్ రామ్.
సూపర్, థ్యాంక్ యూ మా, థ్యాంక్ యూ, వెరీ గుడ్. హంసధ్వని సీతారాం.
నతేతరాతిభీకరం నవోదితార్కభాస్వరం నమత్సురారినిర్జరం నతాతికాపదుత్తరం సురేశ్వరం నిదేశ్వరం గజేశ్వరం గణేశ్వరం మహేశ్వరం తమాశ్రయే పరాత్పరం నిరంతరం.
Excellent, excellent. Very good, very good. Super. Thank you. Sharada Devi Umashankar.
Natetarati bhikaram navoditarka bhasvaram namatsurari nidjaram natadhikapadudharam sureshwaram nidhishwaram gajeshwaram ganeshwaram మహేశ్వరం తమాశ్రయే పరాత్పరం నిరంతరం.
బ్యూటిఫుల్, బ్యూటిఫుల్, ఎక్సలెంట్. థ్యాంక్ యూ శారద. భార్గవి, భార్గవి రాజారాం. ఐ థింక్ యూ ఆర్ ఆన్ సెల్ఫ్ మ్యూట్ భార్గవి. ఓకే, సో నౌ వి విల్ గో వన్ బై వన్ శ్లోక బ్యాక్ సైడ్. సో ముదాకరాత్ మోదకం వి విల్ గో ఇన్ ఆర్డర్.
Preferably only Guruvashtakam today, because we have practiced enough Dhyana Shlokas.
So we will do Mudakaratha Modakam and only Guruvashtakam we will practice today. Mudakaratha Modakam, anybody? Vinay. Okay. Vinay ji, Vinay Ghat. Sir, if you can just move to the previous slide.
నతేతరాదిభీకరం
భీకరం
భీకరం నమ
గురువష్టకం
గురువష్టకం
ఇదే. ఓకే, యు కెన్ టెల్ దిస్
తటావ కలత్రం యశస్కారు చిత్రం ధనం మేరుతుల్యం మనస్సేన లగ్నం పురోరంగ్రి పద్మే తతప్ కిం తతప్ కిం తతప్ కిం తతప్ కిం.
ఓకే, ఎక్సలెంట్ మా. వినయ్ సార్, వాట్ ఇస్ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ ద చైల్డ్? ఇస్ ఆల్సో వినయ్. అపరాజిత. ఓకే, అపరాజిత, థ్యాంక్ యూ అపరాజిత, సో నైస్, వెల్ సెడ్. మనోజ్ సార్, ఇఫ్ యూ కెన్ తత్ర గురువష్టకం మధ్యే స్థాపయతి వా?
ఆమ్ ఆమ్ ఆమ్.
శరీరం స్వరూపం తథా వా కలత్రం యశశ్చారు చిత్రం ధనం మేరుతుల్యం మనస్తేన లగ్నం గురురంగి పద్మే తతః కిం తతః కిం తతః కిం తతః కిం.
బ్యూటిఫుల్, ఎక్సలెంట్, వెరీ వెల్. సురభి, సెక్స్ట్ కలత్రం.
కలత్రం ధనం పుత్ర పౌత్రాది సర్వం గ్రహం బాంధవా సర్వమేతత్తి జానం మనశ్చేన
సర్వమేతద్ధి జాతం
సర్వమేతత్తి జాతం
ఏతద్ధి జాతం సర్వమేతద్ధి జాతం
సర్వమేతద్ధి జాతం మనస్యేన లగ్నం గురోరంఘ్రి పద్మే తతః కిం తతః కిం తతః కిం తతః కిం.
బ్యూటిఫుల్, వెరీ గుడ్ మా, థ్యాంక్ యూ. నెక్స్ట్ సర్వేష్.
కెన్ ఐ డు ది నెక్స్ట్ వన్ ఆఫ్టర్ కలత్రం?
So bad the tune.
Yeah, Sadangadi Vedo. Sadangadi Vedo Mukhe Sastra Vidya Kavitvadi Gadyam Supadyam Karoti Manaschena Lagna Guru Rangri Padme Tatak
kim tatha kim tatha kim tatha kim.
Excellent. The sha sa, I think last time also we were talking about this, Sarvesh. Sa sha, we can just concentrate, but very well said. Thank you, Sarvesh.
The okay. Murdhanya shikara especially.
Yeah, in this shloka you have all the three actually. If you see the difference in the three words, Saraswati is sa, Shiva is sha, Shanmukha is sha, sha. So Shadangadi is more from the upper part. Shadangadi Vedo, Shastra Vidya, Supadyam. Those three differentiation should be more clearly brought out. Very well said. Thank you. Now, Sahiti.
Videsheshu manya sadeshu danya sadacharya vritteshu madhyonachanya manaschena lagnam gurorangri padme tata kim tata kim tata kim tata kim.
Can you please come again? Can you please come again on the shloka?
Videsheshu manya swadeshu danya
swadeshu swadeshu danya mahaprana. You should take care of the mahaprana, please.
Swadeshu danya sadachara vritteshu matto na chanyah manaschena lagnam gurorangri padme
gurorangri padme mahaprana. Wherever the mahaprana is there, you should please
stress. Gurorangri gurorangri
correct. It is correctly said.
Lagnam gurorangri padme
tata kim tata kim tata kim tata kim.
Very good. Excellent. Thank you, Siti and Sahiti. Thank you so much. Very well said. Okay. Ravali.
Oh, not Singhi.
Ravali.
Please go to the next content so he will not be able to sing.
This one? Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Thank you.
Is there any other shloka you want to tell Ravali?
You want to tell Vijay Sai? His kid is, my kid name is Vijay. So you want to tell me?
Okay. Vijay, you want to tell me? You can tell any other shloka.
Which one?
Saraswati namastubhyam varade kamarupini vidyarambham karishami siddhir bhavatum me sada.
Very good, very good. Thank you, Vijay. Very well said. Thank you, Vijay. Okay, we will come back to the Guru Ashtakam. Jyotika. Kshama Mandale.
Kshama Mandale Bhupa Bhupala Vrinde
Sada
Seva Samyashya Padara Vrinde.
Nidhanataya Vadantu. Kshama Mandale.
Kshama Mandale Bhupa Bhupala Vrinde Sada Sevitam Yasya Patara Vindam Manaschena Lagnam Gurorangri Padme Tatah Kim.
Excellent.
Thank you. Next one, Gopika.
Yasho me gatam dikshudana pratapat jagat vastu sarvam kareyat prasadat manaschinna lagnam guru ranghi padme tatah kim.
Beautiful. Very good. few points in this shloka in the second line itself. Most of us are telling correctly, but just to be conscious, the first letter, that is the first word, manaha chet, becomes manaschet. What happens when we naturally pronounce it? Sounds like manaschena lagnam. It should be manaschena lagnam. Be conscious of that when you pronounce. Slowly we will get it. It's okay. All of us are telling very beautifully, very well. But these enhancements will make it more appropriate and correct. Manaschena lagnam gurorangri padme. That angri, gha mahaprana with the repha. It should come as gurorangri padme. Then tatah kim. That half, that visarga plus ka will become half visarga. Tatah kim, tatah kim, tatah kim, tatah kim. Just a little bit conscious and we will do that very well. Okay, next shloka. Who wants to take the next shloka? Who is there? Nabhoge na yoge. Anybody wants to try? Nabhoge na yoge. I'm just looking for some new hands. Okay, Surabhi.
नभोगेन योगेन वावाजिराजौ न कान्तामुखेनैव वित्तेषु चित्तं मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्
योर् नेम् इस् सुरभि कण्णा और् सुरभि ओके थैंक यू सुरभि वेरि वेल् सेड् ओके नेक्स्ट् Okay, I come back to Shruti and Sahiti. Aranye.
Aranye.
Aranye navasvasya gerinatari Nehe manoha vartate Tvanati Manasye na lagram Puroram vipadme Tatakim tatakim
Okay, very well said. Right, we'll go to the next one. Guror Ashtakam, Hamsadhvani.
Guror Ashtakam Yappatet Punyadehi Yatir Bhutapatir Brahmacharya.
Yatir Bhupatihi. You can split it if you want.
यतिर् भूपतिर् ब्रह्मचारी च गेहि लभद्वं चित लभेत्वां चितार्थ पादं पदं ब्रह्म समीनां
संज्ञम्
संयम गुरो रक गुरो रक्तवक्ये
रक्तव गुरो गुरो
गुरो रुक गुरो रक्तवक्ये मनोयस्य
गुरो रुक
गुरो रक्तवक्ये मनोयस्य लग्नम
वेरी गुड वेरी गुड वेरी गुड Your name is Samsadhvani Kanna or mother's name?
No, my name is Prahalya.
Prahalya. Beautiful. Nice name, Kanna. Thank you, Prahalya. Very well said. Okay. So, Gata Saptahe, in the previous class, we saw the meaning of the first two shlokas, I think, Manoj sir. Two or three, how many did
three,
we see?
Three, sir.
So, coming back to that, we saw that the whole shloka is about guru mahima, how if our heart, mind, chittam is not established in the feet of the guru, then what else? Tatah kim prayojanam? What else is the big prayojanam of our life? Everything else does not get value at all if we are not humble. And if we don't respect our guru, then everything else is of no use. That is what the shloka says. So in the first shloka, we saw surupam shariram and then shariram
kalatram dhanam, kalatram dhanam.
Then in the second shloka we saw kalatram dhanam, all this we saw. In the third shloka what is happening is shadangadi
also we have explained the third shloka. Yes,
okay, so we have explained this. So there are four Vedas, there are six angas to the Vedas, there are shastras, and there are poetries and other gadya, padya, all this. This entire literature, Sanskrit literature, what we are talking about, all this, if you are a master in everything, but still if our heart is not established in the lotus feet of the guru, then there is no use. That is what they are saying.
That next will also say in our Laukika world, that will also say, even if you have hundreds of PhDs, even if you have hundreds of MSc's, MPhil, if we don't have that kind of bhakti in our lotus feet of the Lord, our Guru, so it's of, you know, it is of no use. So that's what it, is, you know, it says.
Awesome. Agrima shloka, next shloka. So we'll see the shloka number 4 quickly.
Videsheshu manya.
Videsheshu manya. Let us say there is a person who is very much respected in the Videsha. Swadesheshu dhanya. Even in Swadesha, people think that he is a very great person, that he is born in this Swadesha. Swadesheshu saha dhanya. Just that by being born in this earth, in this land, in our country, he is a great, the country is benefited. And he goes to a foreign country, there also he is very well respected. Sadachara vritteshu mattona chanyah. Sadachara, in all the achara, the traditions, the customs, the etiquettes, all whatever we talk about, in all of these, mattah, than me, more than me, na chanyah, there is nobody else who can be on par or equal to me in customs, traditions, following rules, all these. If we think somebody is like this, but if he does not have manaschen nalagnam guru rangri padme, even though he is a great person born in this country, he goes to a foreign country, there also he is very much respected, all customs followed, but still if the guru mahima or the respect towards the guru is not there, then nothing of this is of use. That is what the fourth shloka says. In the fifth shloka, Kshama mandale bhupa bhupala brindaihi sada sevitam yasya padara vindam. So in this entire bhumi, earth, kshama, all this means bhumi. In the entire kshama mandalam, in the entire bhumi, all the lords and other bhupa bhupala brindaihi, let us say there are a lot of kings and ministers, everybody in each country. Now all these kings and ministers of each country go and worship that one person who is on top of all these. Let us say there is one person like that. So all yasya sada sevitam yasya padaravindam, and he is that person, that one single person whom all the other kings and ministers come and worship. In spite, even if he is such a person, still he has to be respectful and he has to be very grateful to his guru or teachers who taught him everything. So that is the kind of respect we should always have to our teachers, our parents who are our first teachers, and all the elders, every elder person whom we meet, or even other younger person sometimes. Everybody teaches us something in our life. So we should be respectful to everybody actually. Each and every person actually becomes a guru to us. In Bhagavatam also, when we go to the 11th skanda, there in the Yogi Upakhyanam, there are around 24 gurus, wherein in the nature, a pigeon becomes a guru, a serpent, python becomes a guru, a spider becomes a guru, a bhramara becomes a guru. Lot of these nature, from each of these, we get to learn one aspect in our life. Thus, all these gurus, we have to always remember. Next shloka, sixth shloka. Okay, only thing, Yashome Gatam, we will discuss in the next class, just conscious of time. Meanwhile, what we will do, so we will go to the next aspect today. Shlokas are taking a lot of time, but it is very good. But one round of lot of claps and applause to the people who have participated in the drawing event. So this is made by Jyotika. Sir, if you can expand the picture a little bit more. Jyotika, grade 4th from Dubai. So that's a group of stars for you from our Manoj sir. He has given stars for everybody.
But the problem is they have sent, since it is a portrait form, I don't know, I will be able to.
Chinta mast, agre gachana. Ha, okay, we will again, you can show it in the screen mode, it's a presentation mode. Okay, so very well colored, beautiful coloring done by Jyotika. Thank you, Jyotika. So, so Jyotika is there today. I think Jyotika.
Vaishnavi.
Thank you for your
listening. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Nice. Very nicely. Very nice. Very natural. Looks very pleasing. Very pleasing. There's, you know, it's really good.
Thank you.
Thanks Jyotika.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Next we have Vaishnavi. So I think Nivedita Mata sent this. Vaishnavi Shashikanta. So California, USA, 5-year-old kid. So she has written the shloka also very beautifully. The heading also. What was the heading in Jyotika's chart, sir? I forgot to see the heading.
The origin of Ramayana.
Beautiful heading also, Jyotika. The origin of Ramayana. And the shloka is also mentioned there. Manishada Pratishtham. Tom Agama Shashwati Samaha Yat Kauncha Mituna Dekamavadhi Kamamohitam. Perfectly written. Thank you. Okay, now to Vaishnavi. 5 years, California, USA. Sage Valmiki recites first ever shloka. Very good. So good you took that point. The first ever shloka which has been made in the history of mankind. So Manishada Pratishtham Tvam Agamah Shashwati Samaha Yat Kram. I think there was one more. There is one more version, Manoj sir. She has sent a revised one where they have corrected the shloka. We will put that to one Vaishnavi.
Okay.
Sure. Thank you, Vaishnavi.
Very nice, Vaishnavi. Thanks for the participation.
Thank you.
Okay. Next one. Shruti and Sahiti. First, Sahiti we will take. Aparna Mata, she's here. Sahiti is here. Okay. Aparna Mata, thanks for sending this. Sahiti, yours is first.
Thank you.
Srimad Ramayana. Srimad Ramayana. Not able to see that. Wait, let me see.
Next is mine.
Next is yours, Kana. Correct. Srimad Ramayanasya Samarambham. This is what Sahiti has said. Sahiti, third standard, B section, New Horizon, Gurukul. Beautiful coloring. Thank you, nice. Sahiti. Next is Shruti. Srimad Ramayanasya. Amukham, very good. That very rare word, Amukham, very well used. So Shruti and Sahiti, thank you so much. Thank you for sending across.
Thanks, Shruti. Thanks, Sahiti, and thanks, Shruti. Thank you so much for the participation. Ram.
Okay, next, this one is again, there are three stars for this, three multiple stars given by Manoj sir. We should make this a little bit bigger. Probably we'll not see the difference immediately, but if you see it properly, Sharada has actually drawn the picture again, and she has colored it. She has drawn it by herself and colored it actually. So thank you so much, Sharada.
Her name is Subhadra actually.
Subhadra. Subhadra.
Thank you.
Thank you, Skarna. Thank you so much. Very well done. Valmiki, the hunter, and the Krauncha Pakshi. Very well drawn. Exactly like the original picture. I think very nice. Okay. Perfectly reconstructed. Okay, fine. So these are the paintings and pictures from the children. Thank you so much, all of you, for participating. Others can also, those if you have not been able to send it, please do send it this week. we can take both last week's painting and this week's picture also we can take together. Now for the presentation.
Thank you, Subhadra Umashankar. Thank you so much.
Anybody else, sir? Any other we have?
No, sir. This is what we have received as of now.
Okay. So in case any of you have not been able to send it, send it this.
If anyone have already sent it and we have not displayed it, they can raise their hands. We can now include it.
Have we missed out anybody's in this?
Is it Hamsadhwani Sitaram? Am I seeing the new one?
No,
there is some hand raised.
Old hands only.
Yes, sir. So we have two girls here, Hamsadhwani and Prahalya. So we missed some classes, so we do not know where to get this picture actually.
Okay, the picture has been emailed to all the people who have registered for the course.
Okay.
In case you have not got it, just send me an email to vishwam@vyomalabs.in. VISHWAM, Vishwam at Vyomalabs, VYOMALABS, Vyomalabs.in. You can just mail me, I can send the picture across to you. But it has come from the Vyoma email ID itself, Vyoma Samskrita Pathshala. For all those who have registered, we have sent it to all the 200x people who have sent it. We have sent it to.
Can you please tell me your email address in VISVAM?
VISH
WAM WAM
at vyomalabs.in.
VYOMA.
Yeah, labs, labs.com. Okay, sir. Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay. Very good. Okay, excellent. Thank you. Now, what we can do is, hope there are no other questions, or hope you haven't missed anybody's putting anybody's presentation.
Sir, I think last week we missed the moral of the story for the first shloka or the first story which we really said. If someone can really quickly raise their hands for 1 or 2 minutes, we can collect the moral of the stories. Since it was late last week, we couldn't really collect the moral of the stories.
Okay, so anybody on the moral of the story for the first class, for the first one?
Or we can finish up the story and then go ahead with the booth.
Yeah. So we'll quickly tell this because I'm just conscious of time. We have around
20 minutes.
And then we can discuss both.
Sure.
Okay. So coming to the this picture. Anybody wants to guess what this picture talks about quickly? Which story this picture talks about? Okay. Sarvesh?
பால்கடல் கடையர்தா?
பால்கடல் கடையர்து இல்லை. ஏன்னா ராமாயண சீரீஸ்ல இருக்கும் நம்ம. பால்கடல் கடையர்து இல்லை. சரி. ஓகே. குட் அட்டெம் தேங்க்ஸ் ஃபார் டெல்லிங். ஓகே. ஸ்ருதி சஹிதி. அபர்ணா.
ஸ்ருதி. அஹிம்சா பரமோ தர்மா. This story is all about people go and pray to Vishnu that Ravana is doing some bad things
and relieve us
from that.
Okay, perfect, very good. This thing, thank you. Prahalya, anything to add?
Can I say for Prahalya actually? Because okay, so this is the opening of the Ramayana, where the Devas come to seek Mahavishnu's help to come down because Ravana has been troubling them. So Mahavishnu Sriman Narayana promises that he will come down. He will send his Nitya Suris. The Chakra will be born as Bharata. Shanku will be born as Shatrughna. Adisesha himself will be born as Lakshmana. He will take multiple avatars afterwards as Balrama, and then he'll come down as Srimate Raman, as Ramanuja Acharya also. Mahalakshmi will be born as Sita Devi, and Rama and Mahavishnu will be born as Rama, and the Vedas will say, if you go down, then we will come as the Ramayana. So if you are Rama, then we are the Ramayana.
Beautiful, beautiful, excellent. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Sita Ramji. Thank you. Okay, Subhadra.
No, I'm Sri Ram.
Sri Rama, okay.
Ramana is traveling. He all devas ask Narayana. Narayana is take one Rupa, and that is Rama, and that Rama is kill the Ramana.
Excellent. That Rama has killed the Ramana. Excellent, beautiful dear. Thank you, Sriram. Thank you so much. Okay, yeah, perfect. So quickly going to the story, very well summarized by everybody, little to say, but what I will just add is, I will give some homework also then, because very well told. So Brahmadayaha Devaha, Brahma and all the other Devas, Ravana has taken control of lot of portions of the earth and all the three worlds, and he's been troubling everybody very much. Actually, Ravana will just go in one place, he will just kill all the good people there, and whatever wealth is there in that place, whatever women are there, everybody he will take forcibly, he will take everything and go and keep it off in his place. So which is very wrong. Aspiring for the wealth of others, very wrong. So he takes all that and takes and keeps it off with him. And then with this, what he does, if anybody is trying to do good for the gods, if somebody is trying to do a homa, if somebody is trying to do a puja, anything if they try to do also, Ravana will go and kill them off. He will not allow anybody to do the pujas, because what happens when the pujas and homas are done, the strength of the gods keeps increasing. So he wants to not allow even those kind of things to happen, and even the devas, he has made them run out of Indraloka, and all the devas are going and hiding somewhere else. At that time, here you can see Brahma is there, all the other devas are also there, you can see a few gods. All these gods come to the Kshirasagara, the milky ocean, where there is a big serpent called as the Shesha, Adi Shesha. On that Adishesha, we have Mahavishnu, the Paramatma Narayana, along with Mahalakshmi, both of them sitting there, and all these devas come and pray to the Narayana Mahavishnu. And they say, this Ravana, he is causing lot of problem, and he is troubling everybody, all the good people, and therefore it is very difficult for people to survive in this world. So the whole algorithm or the whole way of the world has been shaken by Ravana, and at least and that time only Mahavishnu says, do not worry, in the earth already now there is a great sage Raja Rishi called as Dasharatha, who has done Rajyabhara in the most dharmic way. For around 60,000 years he has been ruling the world, and he has been doing it in a very, very dharmic way. And he does not have a child, and he is praying for a child. And for that, he has done a yagam. He is going to do a yagam called as Putra Kameshti Yaga, that is desiring for a son. And once he does that, what I will do is Pitaram Rochayamasa Tada Dasharatham Nripam. This is the word used in the Ramayana. What happens when all of us are born, ordinary people like us, all of us are born, we cannot choose our parents. Bhagavan decides in whose who should be our parents and where we should be born. But here what happens, Mahavishnu decides, Pitaram Rochayamasa Tada Dasharatham Nripam. He decides, Dasharatha is the right father who can take me as a son, and there I will be born in that family. And when I am born, like how Sri Ram sir told, all the others also, all of you also, please come together along with me, and you also take your respective birth. One will be born as Lakshmana, one will be born as Bharata, one Shatrughna, and one person will be born as Sugriva, Nala, Neela, Gava, Gavaya, Gavaksha, Mainda, Dvivida, all the people will be born in the earth. On the earth, they'll be born. Now, there is one Sarga in Ramayana called as Riksha Vanara Utpattihi. So here in that Sarga, they give a beautiful description as to which god was born as which person in Ramavatar. One Sarga chapter is only for this. So then we know what are the attributes of the person born and what qualities he also had. So in the next class, we will see if we can put a table and see which Deva was born as what avatara in the Ramayana. And very beautifully, one more aspect Adiyan, he described, was when Narayana decides to come onto the earth as Rama, the Vedas also took birth as Ramayana. Veda Vedye Pare Pumsi Jate Dasharathatmaje. Veda Vedyaha, one who is to be known by the Veda, Pare Pumsi Paramatma Dasharathatmaje Jate Sati. When he took birth as the son of Dasharatha, at that time, Vedaha, what did Vedas do? When that person who represents Vedas, he himself went, the Vedas also said, okay, I am also coming along with you. Vedah prachetasa dasit sakshat ramayanatmana. Therefore, the Vedas also took birth as Ramayana and came in the mouth of Valmiki. So that is how in the previous, when we saw Valmiki got that Shakti, because here the Vedas have decided to come into the strength of Valmiki, who is prachetasan prachetas. So prachetas is another name for Valmiki. So Vedas took birth through Prachetas as Ramayana, and that is how today all of us get Ramayana. So one aspect which even Venkatana tells, therefore Ramayana has the power or Shakti of the Vedas, and therefore any, even in one shloka they say, if padam padamevava, if we tell one quarter of a shloka, one word. So if somebody keeps telling Ravana, Ravana, Ravana also, it is good only. That is what elders say. Why? Because it is a word used in Ramayana, and Ramayana is in the form of Vedas, and therefore it has so much of power, and therefore it is good. So that is the kind of goodness wherein in the company of the Vedas and in the company of Ramayana, even not so good things become good actually. So these are some of the aspects what we can see. So quickly, we have 2 minutes. Anybody wants to tell the summary or moral or what we learned from these 2 stories? Last time story, one I got Ahimsa Paramo Dharmaha, very good. You can tell 2. First, I will ask for the first part, the Valmiki's part, hunter part. Second is the Devas here. 2 parts you can tell. Vaishnavi, quickly, you have raised your hand. Story 1.
I'm doing this part when okay. Bad things happen, God takes care of it always.
Excellent. When any bad things happen, God will always take care of it. Excellent. Very beautiful. See, all the things which our children say, if you are able to implement in our life also, our life will be so nice. Thank you, Vaishnavi. Very beautifully put. Very good. Nice. Okay. Anybody? Sangvi. Sangvi, Ganesh, you're on self-mute, I think.
I'll say for this one, you should not disturb people. You should not treat people badly, God will punish you.
Okay. You should not treat others badly, God will punish you. Okay. Vijay?
Jay, tell the moral of the story. God. Believing God.
Believing God.
Always.
Always.
Always believe in God.
Always believe in God.
Excellent. Always believe in God. Simple rule. Difficult to implement, but always believe in God. We should do it. We will do it. Okay, Janani. Janani Harini.
Greater than God.
Sorry. Repeat.
There is nobody greater than God.
Okay. There is nobody greater than God. Excellent. Thank you, Janani. Hamsadhvani.
If you do Sharanagati, God will always help you and he will never break his promise.
Perfect. So many things you told in one sentence itself. First, if we do Sharanagati. Sharanagati is the biggest concept. Excellent. If you do Sharanagati, God will always take care of you and he will never break his promise. Absolutely. Very well said. Thank you. Thank you. Bhargavi.
When you are in trouble, God will help you if you call him.
Yes. When we are in trouble, we should remember and call him. That is what we sometimes forget. So if you remember and call him, he will always help us. Okay, excellent. Thank you, Bhargavi. Kriti? Kriti, you're on self-mute. Yeah, Kriti.
Wins over evil.
Okay. Can you please repeat that?
Go ahead. They did not hear you. Can you say it one more time?
Good wins over evil.
Good wins over evil always. Excellent. Good wins over evil. Very well said, Kriti. Thank you, Kriti. Okay. Next. Okay. Shruti Sahiti.
Shruti. When dharma is reducing on earth, God incarnates to protect the dharma.
Perfect. When dharma reduces on the earth, God incarnates and he will take care. Okay, perfect. Thank you, Shruti. Sarvesh Kishore.
For the previous one, can I say it?
Yes, yes, please. You can say the previous one. Yes.
Do not harm anybody for any reason.
Do not harm anybody for any reason. There is no reason which can be justifiable for harming somebody. Okay, very well said. Very, very good point, actually. Very nice. Okay. Okay, I think we have covered everybody. Anything else? Anybody wants to say anything else? I'll just remove the hands. Okay, we are good. Okay. So, thank you. I think the shlokas and stories again took some time. But I think we did spend some very good time together. Thank you all so much for participating very well along with us. It's been a really great journey. We are enjoying this. I hope all of you are also enjoying. Do spread the word so that if more people are able to participate, we can get more support. And this second picture also will be sent to you. From the Vyoma Samskrita Pathshala email ID, it gets sent automatically and this will also be sent to you. And those who have not done the first one, first and second, you can send together to my email ID, vishwam@vyomalabs, which will be put in the email also. And those who have done the first one, do send us the second one. And now we have an example wherein we can even draw it by ourselves and also color it and send it. So that is also a great way to do it. Okay. Thank you. The Mangala Shloka. Swasti prajabhyah paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishah gobrahmanebhyah shubhamastu nityam loka samasta sukhino bhavantu loka samasta sukhino bhavantu loka samasta sukhino bhavantu sarvebhyah ram ram ram. Dhanyavadaha. Thank you so much for attending. The remaining ones we will cover in the next class. The next class is on August 14th, maybe a 14th seems to be a midday, midweek, sir. Should be 17th, I think. Next class is on or 18th, which one it is? 18th. It should be 18th, I think. August 18th is the next class. So, Sarvebhyah Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram. Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram Ram Ram Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram
Hunar Milam Agami Saptahe
Ram 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 Ram
Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram
Shubha Sayankalaha
Shubha Sayankalaha Bhavatyai Api
Dhanyavadaha
धन्यवाद
राम राम राम
राम राम राम
राम राम राम
राम राम राम
राम
राम राम राम
राम राम
राम राम राम राम
राम राम राम
राम थैंक यू सर धन्यवाद
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 धन्यवाद धन्यवाद